I've seen them. I've seen brown with a little black stripe down their back, a chipmunk.
What do you call this bird that takes hold in trees?
Woodpecker.
And what about the animal that lives partly in the water and probably usually lives around the banks?
Weasel?
Well,
Beaver.
Yeah, that's one, except this one hops.
Frog?
The kind that you eat the legs of, do you distinguish between that kind and the other kind?
Water frog, the bullfrog.
What do you call the kind that lives on the land all the time?
Toad frog.
A bullfrog usually has a real deep voice. What about these smaller frogs that usually live along maybe around a spring or along a creek bank, and at night you can hear them, they have a real high voice. They don't croak like a bullfrog.
I just call them. They've got another. They've got a name, but I can't say.
You ever call them a spring frog?
I think they have called them spring frog. They come real early in the spring.
Let's see, a tree frog too.
Yes, they are a tree frog.
I really don't know what
they make a noise. Funny noise, like I haven't heard one for a long while.
What do you call the things you fish with that you use for bait when you're fishing?
Fishing worms.
And this long insect, yes, has a real long body, thin body, and hangs around ponds.
Lizard? No.
This one's flying.
Long body and hangs around.
No, he looks something like this. He has this top view of it. He has wings like that.
Bird is
it? Well, this is an insect. It's I don't know. Some of them get to be that long.
Well, I've seen them. I know what you mean.
The reason I ask, there are a lot of different names for this particular insect, and you find a whole bunch of names for them.
We used to call them something, those big old flies.
The old folks at home used to say that they're always around snakes. Had something to do with snakes. I'll tell you.
Seemed like it was a snake fly. It seemed like we used to have what you call a snake fly.
Now, did you ever call a snake doctor?
Oh, yes.
Is that it?
Snake, no. Yeah, I hadn't seen one of those for so long. I heard one of them. But we used to talk about them when they go to the pond. I remember that now, but I couldn't say.
Oh, some people call them mosquito hawks. Call them snake feeders, and some call them dragonflies. And the snake doctor is probably the most common around here. What about the little things you get out of the ocean that have shells on them? You buy them at a seafood restaurant. You eat them fried or raw or.
Oysters.
And what about the thing that eats your clothes?